Once the tears start to flow, a complex interplay of psychological and neurobiological processes gets going. Although very little is as yet known about the processes that initiate the starting and ending of an outburst of tears, recent studies give strong clues as to how and why crying is essential for your well-being. This is mostly experienced through the sense of relief you feel after an intense bout of crying. You now know that its onset has been caused by a significant increase in toxic stress hormones, which your body releases as a cry for help from its indwelling spirit and soul into your physical body. When there is enough buildup and you are willing to open the sluice gates, the tears begin to flow and releases them from your system. If you refuse to pay attention and give in, they are left undisturbed and get to work on damaging and interfering with all your physical functions. Serious damage to the cells of your brain are caused this way, especially to the parts known as hippocampus, hypothalamus, and prefrontal cortex. The harmful hormones attack the very brain sites that perpetuate mood disorders and damage the sites that are capable of healing you by reducing or eliminating them. Studies have also revealed how stress hormones negatively affect virtually all your body systems, namely the cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, endocrine, musculoskeletal, and immune ones. This shows how crying is a safety valve through which your physical bodies to rid themselves of substances that would otherwise be harmful to you. At long last, you have the scientific proof, so essential to many, of my wisdom that provides all of you with a facility for crying as a natural and essential biological function with which you can eliminate the harmful stress hormones which, as by now you know, are the cause of all stress-related health problems. That's the reason why you feel relieved after a good cry. It's the highest time that ever more of you find out about the health benefits that can be gained from regular outpourings of your souls. Finding out about the many positive health effects that crying really does bring will go a long way towards removing the stigma about crying that to this day exists in many people's minds. Having tried and tested it, the wise ones amongst are aware that crying makes you feel refreshed and renewed after each good outpouring. When they feel a bout of weeping close, they find a quiet place where they can be undisturbed and without disruptions for a while. Then they give into their weeping and call for the healing angels to bring them their gifts, which inevitably come. They try to encourage others to do the same for themselves. Let them have dominion. The Old Testament, and the book of Genesis in particular, is filled to overflowing with some of my most profound thoughts. It can give you many vital clues about the highest hopes I hold for you, my human children of the earth. Allegories within allegories are hidden in all parts of the sacred texts of your world, and particularly so the book of Genesis. Genesis 2:26 is one of the finest examples of this. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the wild beasts of the earth and over every creeping one that creeps on the earth. Almost every noun in that passage hides a different higher esoteric symbolism. Its mystery would in due course have to be discovered, unraveled and reinterpreted by you. When that time had come, you would at long last be able to grasp the true meaning of my words and recognize the importance of conducting your lives in accordance with my words. Until that had actually taken place, no peace would come to your world. That time is now. The scales are taken from your eyes and my truth flows into your world like a butterfly emerges from its chrysalis. As it takes to its wings, you begin to perceive with great clarity the true purpose of your earthly existence. What about the meaning of the above-mentioned words? In truth, they are references to the masculine and feminine elements of your nature. Air and fire, water and earth are yours, the same as they are mine. The birds of the air are a metaphor for the air element, your intellect and thoughts. Thoughts are the most powerful force in the whole of creation, and the time has come for learning to control most carefully. Fire is the creative spark within you and me that creates life and brings all things into being. Fire in the right place is life creating and supporting light, warmth and love, which is pleasurable and can heal. Misplaced, however, It hurts and wounds, and when finally nothing inflammable is left, it turns in on itself and destroys itself. Anger is one of its expressions on the earth plane. The sea and its creatures represent the water element, your emotions, as you know, very hard to manage. Earth relates to your physical body. You are responsible for it, and to fulfill the purpose of each lifetime satisfactorily, your present one in particular, I advise you to love the outer protective shell of your being and to take extra good care of it. The things that creep on the earth are an allusion to snakes, who are symbols of wisdom. Lifetime after lifetime you serve your earthly time by working your way through one sign of the zodiac after the other. Round and round the zodiac you go, time and again, and through this, slowly but surely, you become ever more familiar with the elements of your nature and learn to handle them more skillfully. This continues until full mastership has been achieved, but this can only be done in your present existence. Without a physical body it is impossible. So, use your time well while you are here and start by making a great effort at guarding your tongues most carefully. As you know, the laws of the universe, my Laos, decree that everything must return to its source. This not only ensures that no soul can ever get truly lost in the vastness of space and time, but also that every thought you think and every word you utter does in some way at some stage return to you. To those who take care to send kind and loving thoughts and words only out into your world, and all those which to this day may still be beyond your present comprehension, in due course nothing but goodness and kindness can return. Wise ones, who are constantly watching you and your progress, were in charge of you on the higher and highest levels of life. As soon as you prove to them through your words, thoughts and actions that you have fully mastered all aspects of your being, you will be moved on to ever higher levels of learning, until you are finally released into the freedom of my creation. There many opportunities will be presented to you for demonstrating that you have indeed grown into a responsible and masterful young god in your own right. Your creations will reveal this quite clearly. As you will be able to see for yourself from your world's experiences of the past, the kind of dominion your race has been seeking all along is over its own lower earthly nature and its negative expressions, drives and urges, whose results are the power seeking, violence and greed that have brought and still are bringing such a lot of suffering to all that dwells on the beautiful planet I have placed into your care. That's why I say to you now, dominion yes, but not over other people, nations, the earth herself or any of her creatures. From the moment you consciously and willingly nail your small earthly self to the cross of consciousness or awareness, you die to the above mentioned things, which are part of the old part of you. The more you do this, the more I, your highest or God self, move into the foreground of your consciousness and take over. Following my guidance from within, the rest falls into place on its own. All of you who are presently here, in some of your lifetimes have partaken in the destructive lessons of the past. You now have to reap the results of the actions you took, and that is why you are witnessing what raping and plundering Mother Earth and her precious resources inevitably leads to. The good news is that all who are showing their readiness by doing the required work on themselves, willingly listen to me and follow my guidance from within to show the way, are moving ever more forcefully into their predestined rightful places, first as healers, then as caretakers and guardians of your planet. Rest assured that when you do your best towards the blessing and healing of yourselves, each other and your whole planet, the angels and I are only too happy to do the rest. We shall see to it that all crooked corners come straight, wounds of the past are healed, and all things are put right again on the earth plane. Welcome prayer: He is Lord, He is Lord, He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee does bow and every tongue confesses throughout the whole of creation that the universal Christ is our truly beloved Lord and Master. Hand in hand with the angels and masters, friends and helpers, guides and good shepherds in the world of light, who have all walked this way before us, in the name of love we welcome you, the living and loving Spirit, onto the earth. Amen. The wake-up call: the universal Christ speaks to us and our world. Rays of wisdom, the wake-up call, part I. Listen to me, my people. Give ear to me, my beloved children of the earth. As pointed out in the chapter Myths and Legends, throughout the history of your race, myths and legends about teachers and prophets, who are said to have appeared in your world from time to time, have been my teaching aids. Some of the most striking examples of this are the tales of Abraham, Moses, the Lord Buddha and the Master Jesus, to name but a few. Every so often, new stories of this nature were in this way presented to you and your world from the highest levels of life. They served as tools for slowly revealing a bit more of my truths, so that you would gradually become aware again of the higher and highest realities and aspects of life. Each story represented a vital step forwards on the evolutionary pathway that will eventually return you and your race back into the conscious oneness with me. You can find out more about this by following the link at the end of this chapter. This is how it came about that for a very long time I have been speaking to a great many of you through the life story of the Master Jesus, the most striking example of modern times. I rejoice because sufficient numbers of you by now have reached the right level of spiritual maturity to understand that this was a myth. Those who accept this are ready to communicate with me without the need for any outside intervention. You know that each one of you is a spark of me who has inherited every one of my divine characteristics. In all human souls in the beginning this is in seed form only, but eventually my spark in you comes alive. First it develops into a small flame. By and by this glow awakens in all human hearts. When it unites itself with the sacred fire of Mother Earth and Father Sun, the resulting blaze is capable of burning and removing from you and your world every last bit of dross from the past and its shadows. In St. John 10:10 of the Jesus myth I told you, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. And in St. John 8:31-32, if you abide by my word, you are truly my disciples. And you will know the truth and that the very truth will make you free. None of these things were empty promises. However, the only truth that can set you free from the false beliefs and superstitions of past ages is finding out about your own true nature and mine and the relationship we have with each other. The time has come for healing our relationship. In this process most of your most common health complaints like fatigue, weariness and exhaustion, inconsistency and instability of character and all manner of fears, as well as despair and depression will eventually be unknown on your present level of existence. To heal and resolve all your problems, including the ones mentioned before, you have to dig deep into yourself to find their roots because they are deeply buried in your subconscious thinking and behavior patterns. Their negative influence is capable of taking over your whole being and placing you into situations that are undesirable for your spiritual development. These are natural impulses that once were necessary for your development as an individual, but with time they have become surplus to requirement. Because of the bond that exists between your conscious and subconscious mind, you are anything but free. Up to the present most of you have lived in the grip of the ego of your small frightened earthly self. This was essential for the growth of your consciousness as an individual being and the building of the personality of your small earthly self. This process left you tied to the emotional responses of the small self with its limited understanding of the purpose and meaning of life, of yourself and of your present existence. The good news is that for ever more of you the time has come for finding genuine enlightenment. It is waiting for all sincere and steadfast seekers who gladly follow the path that leads your spirit and soul back into the loving union with me, the consciousness of the universal Christ. Those who walk the Christ way by willingly following my call and in all their actions and reactions to life constantly strive to become ever more like me, connect with me in their prayers, meditations and devotions. New understanding comes to them through the topmost areas of their brain. Here new cells are constantly seeded with fresh knowledge. You alone can tell whether you are ready to work with me. If you are beginning to receive my messages and understand their meaning, then you are. If you persevere, you may be able to feel your top chakra opening up like a flower to the sun. The more your consciousness strives to attune itself to mine, the more powerful your inner connection with me becomes, and the thoughts of your small earthly self and its ego cease to dominate you and your life. As your consciousness freely and willingly subjects itself to my guidance in total self-surrender, your small earthly self slowly but surely breathes its last on the cross of the earth. My wisdom and knowledge then fill your vision to the exclusion of all else. You have become a clear channel for radiating the frequencies of my kingdom into your world. Recommended reading: Myths and Legends, Healing Our Relationship with God, The Cross, The Divine Healing Enzyme, The Healing Process, Christianity's Symbolisms, The Wake-Up Call, Part 2, Carrying the Cross of the Earth, Christianity's Symbolisms, Rays of Wisdom, The Universal Christ Now Speaks to Us and Our World. Upon further investigation, you will find that not only the cross but all other major components of the Jesus myth are by no means unique to Christianity. They are much older than Judaism, from which Christianity once emerged. Judaism too did not suddenly appear out of nowhere. Its roots in turn are deeply buried in the traditions and beliefs of the surrounding cultures, mainly those of ancient Egypt. The Jesus legend was presented to your world because once again your race was ready for a major change. Therefore, the well-known traditional stories had to be spun into a new yarn that spoke better and appealed more to the hearts and souls of the people of that age. The result was a fresh rendition of one of the most ancient myths known to humankind. To take you another step closer to the discovery of your own true nature and mine, it was set into what was then modern times and environments. The new tale hoped to encourage all of you to search for the esoteric meanings that are hidden behind its numerous symbolisms, metaphors, allegories, and parables. In the final analysis, the legend represents a roadmap that charts the course of the spiritual development of all human souls. It starts before the Master's birth with the Immaculate Conception and the Virgin birth. Step by step it moves through the events of his life until death on the cross and rising from the dead, crucifixion and resurrection. The cross itself is one of the most ancient symbols known to humankind. It was not invented by Christianity but merely taken over and adopted from the religions and cultures that came before it. In its true sense, the cross never stood for death and crucifixion, but to point you to the goodness and the blessings of your earthly existence. Originally, it was designed to convey the idea that the spirit can overcome and rise above any problem of the earth plane. By moderating your thinking and behavior patterns, you yourself have to find ways of liberating yourself from the need for further lifetimes of carrying the cross of the earth on your shoulders. Until this has been achieved, your earthly self remains firmly nailed to it. This evolutionary phase is characterized by a gradual withdrawal from the kind of life you previously enjoyed. Your thoughts become ever more purified, and you find yourself responding to situations, events, and people in more detached ways than you ever did before. You are emotionally less involved with people, as you are entering into a state of loving like me, totally and unconditionally. As a result, you do everything with an eye upon the highest good of others instead of pursuing your own interests. You care much more than you used to for people's well-being, their spiritual growth, nutrition, healing, and protection. Whenever possible, you see to it that their needs are met within the system of law and order of the society you live in. You love more deeply than ever before, yet your love is free of the emotional attachment that to this day causes too many problems in human relationships. On your way to gaining true inner knowledge, you shed and transcend all emotional baggage. In your devotions, prayers, and meditations, you draw on my energies and feel how each time a fresh supply enters your system and provides you with a buoyancy you never knew before. You feel the need to laugh and play more. You find happiness in little things and learn to love everything that shares your world with you. You are grateful for every small blessing that comes your way, and you can see the evidence of how my blessings multiply and shower upon everything you touch. When you free yourself from your ego, all your fears go from you. You refuse to give in to fearful thoughts that your world is falling to pieces, because you know better and trust that it and everything in it rests safely in my loving hands and is evolving in accordance with my great plan of life. You know that this includes you, your family and friends, and that wherever any one of you goes you are guided and protected by the angels and me, as indeed you always have been and forever will be. Although you may have to experience some potentially dangerous situations, each time you emerge unscathed. You no longer have any need for weapons to defend yourself, as you are now naturally protected by me presence against any negative influences, wherever your life path may take you. You are no longer afraid of sickness because you know that I, through the very cells of your body, at all times am keeping you healthy and fit. Knowing that your true needs are met, you never need to wish for anything to make your life happier and more comfortable. You constantly sing my praise and give thanks for everything you have received already and that which is yet to come. As you are shown the way and guided by the angels and me, you always find yourself at the right place at the right time. Aware that you can request whatever you may need and that the responses are sure to come swiftly, you are careful about what you ask for. This does not cause you any problems, as your requests now emerge from the highest aspect of your being and you never plead for anything selfishly. You only pray for things that are good for your environment and community, family and friends, and therefore ultimately also for you. You keep an open mind because you appreciate that God's divine truth is infinite and forever expanding. New understanding ceaselessly arises from the evolutionary processes that at all times are taking place in every part of creation. You know that because of this, further dimensions will always be waiting to be explored. This delights you because it is going to make life on all levels, and especially in the celestial realms of consciousness, endlessly interesting and exhilarating. In your daily life as an enlightened soul, you wake up with nothing but praise and gratitude for your life, all life and everything it contains. You give thanks for your daily work and for the energy the universe provides you with for doing it. You fulfill your tasks happily and contentedly, without any inner resistance or reluctance to get and keep on going. As a result of this, you never waste your precious energies on anything. If for any reason you have to go against someone's suggestion or if there is any kind of bullying, you do so calmly and reasonably without feeling irritated or rejected. You become a dispassionate observer of life who does the right things at the right moment. Patiently you wait to be guided by the angels and me, so that the necessary doors may open for you. You listen within for my guidance to show you whether any plans you are making are indeed divinely willed to come into manifestation through you, your resources and energies. This is how in the fullness of time you grow into a true channel of my Father, Mother Consciousness on the earth. Women and men alike use their feminine and masculine characteristics in equal measure. Striving to express universal love, they learn how to love wisely and intelligently, with loving detachment, courage and strength, determination and a good sense of direction. If instructions are needed by someone, my words of kindness and goodness come to you instinctively. The person you give them to is uplifted by your presence and mine, through you. If healing is needed, you ask the angels and me to show you how to go about it, so that the sufferer may be healed, if their karma permits it. All these things I lovingly commend to you. The path to Christ consciousness is outlined in these my words and I invite you to join it. If you do, very soon you too will be able to rejoice and say it was worth every moment of the difficult and traumatic times you may still have to endure to reach this phase of your spiritual development. Take comfort from knowing that soon they will lie behind you forever, as I teach you to climb into ever more elevated dimensions of life. Each one will bring you new experiences of joy and happiness that have thus far been undreamed of in earthly life. Recommended viewing, Video Part 1, Video Part 2, Video Part 3, States of Heightened Awareness and Illumination, The Wake-Up Call, Part 3, Illumination and Heightened Awareness, Rays of Wisdom, The Universal Christ Now Speaks to Us and Our World. You are bound to have noticed that occasionally someone has the good fortune of passing through periods of exceptional understanding and illumination. It is sure to have happened to you. But do you remember how, when you attempted to tell about or write down such occurrences, the result consisted of a mass of words that in no way conveyed the accompanying feelings? Language on its own was never meant to provide any one of you with a great deal of spiritual truth, as there is no substitute for the first-hand knowledge that can only be found in loving reunion with me. Have you ever asked yourself why states of heightened awareness do not last and why they are so hard to hold onto and describe? Have you noticed how the harder you try, the quicker they slip from your grasp? The brief flashes of understanding the way of all things you sometimes get are a taste of things to come, when your consciousness is fully reunited with mine. Then you will truly understand the way of all things and that at any time, not just in quick glimmers. Sometimes they come to you as a reward after an illness, a bereavement or an affliction patiently endured by holding on to your faith and trust in me. Any of these things are gifts from me, to whet your appetite and to keep you thirsting and searching for more and ever more of my wisdom and truth. Sometimes you enjoy prolonged periods of heightened awareness and understanding. Have you noticed that they are frequently followed by times of great spiritual dearth? To your greatest disappointment, you come down to earth with a bump and are faced with an increasing need for attending to the more mundane aspects of your life. This happens because your energies have changed and you are required to attend to life lessons of a different nature. I am the wise one, the living God within. For as long as you are willing to enter into my silence with me, you can always reach me, tap into and draw from the well of my infinite wisdom and knowledge. Should you try to write down what happened to you, you will see for yourself how elusive my nature is and how impossible to describe to others. Yet, whenever one of you breaks through the limitations of their earthly personality and becomes one with me, an understanding is found that cannot be expressed in words. That is why you will never find truth, complete truth, in any book. Regardless of how hard some of you try and many have done so in the past, spiritual books and other writings of this nature can only ever remain attempts at describing my form or formlessness, as the case may be, and my ideas. It is in the very nature of such publications that no matter how recently they were printed, by the time they reach you they will always be at least somewhat outdated. Books are excellent teachers and waypointers, but they can never be a substitute for unearthing your very own wisdom and truth. This is every human soul's birthright, but it can only be found in direct contacts with me. Because they are constantly updated, you are far better off with publications like the Random Jottings of a Stargazer. As pioneers and wayfinders of a new age and founders of a fresh order on the earth, you are spearheading a great leap forward in your own and your planet's spiritual evolution. Over the coming years, this message of mine will penetrate ever deeper into the collective consciousness of your race. This will continue until every last one of you, my beloved children of the earth, has been taught by the angels and me to live together in peace and harmony with each other and everything that shares your world. This process is already coming to pass, with each passing day it intensifies. Meanwhile, you have no choice but to patiently endure in good faith that which cannot be avoided because of the karmic debts you still have to pay. Whoever welcomes my words into their consciousness and entrusts their guidance and protection to the angels and me, you will eventually be able to take part in a beauty, joy and harmony that hitherto has been unknown on the earth. My universal laws guarantee that every small effort in your daily tasks that serves the highest good and the greatest joy of all, in the fullness of time does bear a rich harvest. You are the only one who can release you from the chains and shackles of your earthly existence. This cannot happen until every one of your karmic debts has been made good and redeemed, by none other than you. When there are no further entries on the debit side of your spiritual ledger, but only on the credit side and your account shows a credit balance, the purpose of your education on the earth plane has been fulfilled. You are then set free to move on to higher levels of experiences and existence. As you can see for yourself now, the truth can and indeed will set you free. The wise ones amongst you appreciate that this could never happen through a legend. They know that it can and is being done by unraveling the esoteric truths hidden behind the myths and legends, parables, symbolisms and metaphors, and by conducting their lives in accordance with the teachings they contain. Each one of you has to act as their own savior and redeemer by doing their share of the work humankind's great liberation demands.